This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died. He was 80 years old. We get more now from AP's Zaria Shackley.
His foundation announced his death in Switzerland's capital Bern in a tweet saying he died after a short unspecified illness. It did not give details and remembered the Nobel Peace Prize winner as radiating genuine kindness, warmth and brilliance in all he did. Annan spent virtually his entire career as an administrator in the United Nations. His aristocratic style, cool-tempered elegance and political savvy helped guide his ascent to become its seventh Secretary General and the first hired from within. He served 2 terms. I'm Zaria Shackley.
With the Democratic Republic of Congo facing its second major Ebola outbreak this year, emergency responders have worked to contain the spread of the disease, and scientists are testing experimental vaccines in the field. Meantime, World Health Organization spokesperson Tarek Yazarevich says more cases of Ebola are expected to be seen in the coming days and weeks.
It will get worse before it gets better. We don't know if we are having all transmission chains identified. We expect to see more cases as a result of earlier infections, and these infections are developing into illness.
Researchers in the DRC are collecting data that will improve how to prevent future outbreaks of Ebola and other infectious diseases. In the U.S. case against 5 Guantanamo detainees who were accused of aiding in the deadly 2001 U.S. terror attacks, a military judge has ruled prosecutors may not use statements the detainees made to the FBI interrogators after they were removed from a secret CIA prison. This is VOA News. Thousands of stranded people were waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help from relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala, where more than 190 people have died in little more than a week. The story now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
Hundreds of thousands have been forced out of their homes. The local government says 2 million people in total have been forced into relief camps for this monsoon season. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, is visiting personally. He's promised an additional $71 million of financial assistance to those affected. For now, authorities say they plan to implement controlled releases of water from dams to manage the flows.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Italy is in national mourning after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa killed 42. State funerals have been taking place, and President Sergio Mattarella, who visited the site of the disaster and injured in the hospital before attending the funerals, defined the bridge collapse as absurd and frightening, saying the tragedy struck not only Genoa but the whole nation. The government has set up a commission to investigate the causes of the bridge collapse. The disaster sparked a huge debate in Italy about the state of the country's infrastructure. A U.S. federal judge has extended a freeze on deporting immigrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border, giving a reprieve to the hundreds of children and their parents to remain here in the United States. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
In the order, the U.S. District Judge said that the hasty deportation of children after reunification with parents would deprive them of their right to seek asylum. The American Civil Liberties Union had requested families be given at least a week. The judge's order did not specify a date for when that reprieve would end. That freeze has been in place since the middle of July. The government opposed the move, saying parents waived children's right to pursue asylum claims after signing deportation forms. That decision affects many of the more than 2,500 children who have been separated from their parents. I'm Shelley Adler.
The annual Hajj pilgrimage beginning today as more than 2 million Muslim faithful gather in Saudi Arabia. Pilgrimage represents one of the 5 pillars of Islam and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. In recent weeks, the faithful have been arriving in Mecca from across the world. Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of extremists in the Middle East after the Islamic State was beaten back in Iraq and Syria and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.